I'll offer assistance, you know. If there's someone in my neighborhood that I can help as far as running an errand, you know, I'll do that.
Oh, that's right. No, I have to give you a round of applause, Dave. Hold it. I've changed my mind, Dave. No, that's very good, because you don't bump into too many people like that.
Right.
You really don't. I did that once about 10 years ago for about 3 minutes.
No, I really think that's great, and I think it might be a good idea. You know, if you've looked for a job, you can't find one, you're
right.
Facing unemployment, you've got a lot of spare time, go to one of the old folks' homes.
Right.
Kind of
hey, Dave.
Right. Yes, sir.
Go to Perry Glick's house.
Hey,
he needs all the help you can get.
Hey, Perry.
What?
I've got an engineer who's a poet, and he just wrote something, and it goes like this. Roses are red and violets are blue. He's a nut who lost his screw. I didn't write that. That was from John to you, Dave.
Oh, thanks. Tell him I appreciate it, and God bless him.
How about that, John? God bless him.
Would you guys like to hear a poem?
Oh, do we have to?
How long is it, Dave?
Yeah.
I can run through it in about 4 minutes.
No.
Too late.
Too late, Dave. I'm sorry. Larry, I want to talk to a Bostonian.
Oh, okay.
Can you do that? Don't you have that proper equipment on your plate?
Okay, yes. I'll connect you with one.
Okay.
One moment.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Charlie.
Hiya, Charlie.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, are you from Boston?
Yeah, well, just outside Brockton.
Brockton, Massachusetts?
Yes, sir.
You never listen to Glick, do you?
Every night. He's a great guy.
You don't listen to my program?
I can't get it.
On KDKA in Pittsburgh?
I heard of it, but I can't get it.
You're putting me on, Larry. I want to talk to a Bostonian.
Oh, this is... Where do you think I'm from, Miami? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle Doo.
Conference call?
Not on this line that we have you on. This is a celebrity line.
You're kidding.
No, we have a celebrity line that you call in on, but if we call in on our regular line, we could conference call.
Wonderful doesn't let you conference calls on your celebrity line? They don't have the equipment. Well, in Boston, you haven't heard about that yet. You're still on kerosene, aren't you?
Hello, Barry, this is Larry.
Larry.
How much you need?
Stop bothering me, will you please?
Go ahead.
Why did you call me?
Well, I was just lonesome. I didn't know what to do.
Oh. Well, have you got anything left in the bottle?
No.
Well, I don't blame you.
Perry has been swell talking to you.
It's really been a peaches and cream.
Perry, God bless you.
You too.
Perry.
Good yonder.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you call him? He called us? All right, okay. 254. Oh, we still have the... Hello? Hello, come if you can hear me. Hello?
McGillicuddy.
He's gone. He took his credit card and left because his credit is rotten. Now, I did a check on you, McGillicuddy. Your credit is rotten. You can't even get a pint of gas anyplace, but you get plenty of gas for the whole city. Let's take a call. 254-5678. Hello.
Larry.
Hello there.
How are you?
Let me check. Not bad.
Good. I was listening to your news all evening, and I didn't hear anything about the three-alarm fire they had on Beacon Hill and Marville Street. And I was wondering if you knew anything about it.
No.
Because a friend of mine had called me earlier from Boston.
Yes.
He said that there was a three-alarm fire going on down on Beacon Hill and Marville Street, I think he said it was. And I've been listening to you all evening, and I didn't get no more scoop on it. And I could have called him because he was going too bad, you know?
How come you didn't get no more scoop on it?
Well, because he said right now, he said there was a whole bunch of fire engines around. And he said that it was blazing. He said, he didn't give me any more scoop about it. So I asked him, you know, can I call you back and later on and find out what the heck the story is? He said, no, because I'm going to go to bed. He said, because my folks, you know, we'll wake up.
Leave it to us, and we'll find out. We'll get the story behind the story in that. That was nice of you to call us and give us the scoop. I hate to hear about fires. I hope there were no casualties.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because there's a friend of mine that lives in Marville Street, you know? And, I was just hoping he was all right. That's why I called this morning. I'm kind of nervous.
Uh-oh. Hey, we got Schwartzy calling us from Chicago. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Hello, Schwartzy? Hello? Hello, Schwartzy, come in if you can hear me. I don't hear anything, John.
Can you hear me now? We have everything up loud.
Hey, there's Schwartzy. Schwartzy.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Schwartzy.
Hey, listen, I understand from my spies on the East Coast that you and that Perry Marshall have been saying untoward and unkind things about yours truly.
Man, was that fast. I just said it a few minutes ago.
I got spies. I'm watching you.
I hate to say it, Schwartzy, but it's true. I'm embarrassed.
You picked the wrong morning, Streeter, to be picking on me because I have a guest this morning that can defend me.
Who?
Howie, say hello to Larry Glick.
Hello again, Larry Glick. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Howie.
Can you hear me?
Howie, how are you?
Hello, Larry.
How are you, Howie?
I've heard your show on occasion when I've been in your bean town.
Yes, Howie?
And it's a wonderful show, Larry.
See that, Schwartzy? You don't know what you're talking about. Howie knows something good when he hears it.
He doesn't hear it often enough. He can't make a judgment like that.
Who's Howie?
This is Howie Knows All. You know Howie. He's on a television network.
Oh, Howie.
Monday Night Football, Larry. You know.
Oh, Howard K.
World of Sports.
Howard C.
Of course. Who else would it be?
Howie, you're a good sport. Hey, what do you think about the last fight about Muhammad Ali? Was it a good fight? How was your rating on a 1 to 10 fight, Howie?
What a true fiasco it was, Larry.
Hey, Howie, your hair just slipped down over your eyes.
Well, I'll push it back.
I hate to say, that was a rotten thing for me to say.
I'm not getting well paid for doing this, Larry. I wouldn't make cracks like that, or I'll bid you a fond farewell.
Well, we'll send you a new set of curls.
Hey, don't you talk to my guest like that. That's disrespectful.
Hey, listen, I wish that you'd call a little earlier, Schwartzy and Howie, because I've got to go out and get the 5 o'clock news. I've got some Polish friends going to sing the Beer Barrel Polka. I have to get the news.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before you do that, I want to know what you said about me.
I said some rotten things about you, Schwartzy.
I want to know what they were because my Western House attorney is here.
I can't hear you.
I said I want to know what you said because I've consulted my Westinghouse attorney.
So long, Schwartzy. So long, Howie, and good luck to your sports.
So long.
So long.
Larry.
There's a garden. What a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a broom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of foolish people. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oh papa, everybody feels la la la. They want to know their cares away. Then they hear a rumble on the porch. It's the beat surprise they're waiting for. And all the couple form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing.
Santo's Sports Report gives you the player's view every morning beginning at 6:15 on Radio 103. The Spirit of New England, WBZ Boston Group, W Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 32 degrees in Boston. Tonight's low will be 29. I'm Streeter Glick reporting at 3 o'clock, WBZ News. A senior South Vietnamese commander says forces defending Saigon troops outnumber communist troops threatening the capital 2-1, and the city will survive if its people will give full cooperation to the military. The officer who was in charge with the security of Saigon also told UPI that no more refugees would be allowed to enter the city because communist saboteurs could easily infiltrate their ranks.